Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode 190. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on, gentlemen?
What did you guys drag me here on a Friday?
I don't know. Whose idea was this?
Somebody's idea.
Fatties.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
I have a new nickname.
We had an interesting conversation.
I have a new nickname now, don't I?
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
No.
Just kidding.
I got a better one for you. Creepies are like, we are totally lost. Hi, Creepies. How are you? Whenever you listen to
Happy
this.
Happy Friday, right?
Yeah.
It won't be a Friday.
We are recording
Probably
Friday.
Probably be a Wednesday when you hear, but.
It's like I just saw you guys two nights ago.
Because you did.
Oh. That's how that works. Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Yeah.
You're building up a tolerance to us. Is that what you're doing?
That's right. That's right. No, you guys having a good, did you have a good last 2 days, I think?
Thursday. I did. I really did.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. Been busy at work, but yeah, we're getting there.
I just came from a baseball game that was rough to watch.
Yeah,
how
did that go again?
It was Williams' game. It's a Halloween tournament over at Indy Sports Park. I left, and it was 18-4. We were up, our team. And by the time I got out to the parking lot, it was 18-7. And then I got here, and they lost 19-18. And I was like, it was one out when I left, and I was like, oh, I asked my son, Harrison, so he's one of the coaches, and I was texting him and Jenna, like, what happened? What in the heck happened?
That is what we call a, oh.
That's not
what
good.
You call a collapse.
Right?
Man.
So, anyway.
Well, finish the game.
Oh, man.
That's right, man. Until the last out. You don't know what's going to happen.
I know.
Well.
Anyway, we get next game.
I would say that's a big bummer.
Well, they were supposed to do, they have Halloween costumes, and they're all dressed as a different horror character. William is Michael Myers.
Who's the other kids dressed up?
Let's see. You know? There's Freddy. There's Jason. There's Michael Myers. There's Pennywise. There's
nice.
Pinhead.
Oh, a Pinhead.
Yes. Wow. Oh, it's really good, too. I'll have to show you a picture of it.
So let me guess. They lost in horrible fashion and
then they
decided... I'm not taking a stupid picture.
Well, maybe they're going to do hopefully they're going to do it tomorrow.
Horrible.
Horrible.
That is bad.
There was Ghostface from Scream.
There you go.
Oh, one of the kids wanted to be the little clown from Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I forget what his name is, though.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they really had any names.
Well, they called him something. Just a little clown, I guess. Yeah. But, yeah, so anyway.
Somebody go as Leatherface.
Look how good this kid's. Dean. That's Pinhead.
Oh, that's really.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's
scary,
really good.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Creepy. That's good. So, yeah, I want to see all the other kids, too. But William does. William has.
Bad acne problem.
Oh. Yeah, I know, exactly. William has the, you know, Mike Myers. What do I want to call it? I start to say overalls. It's not overalls.
Not Mike.
Coveralls.
What did I say, Mike Myers? Well, Mike Myers is Austin Powers.
I know. You said he was going as Mike Myers and
Michael Myers, sorry.
Called him Mike.
But he has the
I'm kidding.
Utility. My buddy Mike.
What am I trying to say? The utility cover
coveralls.
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 Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So I started to say a, I don't know.
I'll be dressing up like that for Halloween.
Yeah, I'm losing my train of thought. Big shocker,
that's
right?
That's all right. That's all right. That's all right.
It's
Friday.
Good. I'm good over here.
We're throwing off our game. Or you are.
I am, yeah. Well, no, it's the score. It's the baseball score that threw me off, right?
Well, I get
excuses,
it.
Excuses.
Well, I hope the Creepies are having a good, I don't know, last few days, whatever, last week, whenever. They'll hear. That's what I was trying to say. They will hear this.
After Halloween.
Yeah.
It'll be November. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The 6th, I think it is.
Something like that. I don't know.
5th? Weird.
I don't know.
That's weird. We're already in
future.
November.
6th. Ooh, that'll be after the election.
Yeah.
Oh, Halloween
gosh.
Will be
we
done.
Don't mention that.
No, but we'll be,
at least
we'll
be
on
done.
Our way. Yes, exactly. We'll be on our way to, I'd say Mandalay, but we'll be on our way to Thanksgiving.
Nice. Mandalay?
Mandalay. That's why my grandmother
used to say. Mandalay Industries?
She used to say, well, we're on our way to Mandalay. And we're like, where the heck is that?
Well, good. It is nice to get back to the Mako studio, even though it was just two nights ago.
Yep.
I like it. I like it. Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Do we have a sponsor?
We certainly do. Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creature Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Excellent. Thanks, Sean. Excellent job.
Good job.
Man, you're nailing it lately.
It's almost like it's recorded.
Good job. Good job, Sean.
Good job, Sean.
Thank you. I aim to please.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to be a blessing. That's why I tell them at work. I always want to be a blessing.
Right. That's a good one. That's a good line. I'm going to have to use that.
Something like that. I don't know. But anyway, yeah. And thank you, Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Whoa.
I nailed it.
That's good.
I'm on a hot streak. I don't like to brag. That's streak. That's again, hot. That's not my nature.
But it's better than a cold streak.
Yeah, anyway, but yes, we appreciate their sponsorship as always. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Oh, look, Nate and Sean, especially Nate. It is Todd's dad joke of the show time.
Yay, my favorite part.
Yay. Do you guys know how you treat an ill vampire? How do you treat an ill vampire?
Blood transfusion.
That's a good guess. Good. Sean, you have any ideas?
Oh, I keep thinking steak. Steaks.
No.
Mistake?
By giving him coffin drops.
Oh, that's good. I get that. I got it. Gosh, I should have done that one.
Should I do a bonus one?
Yes.
I got a good bonus one in here. All right. So there's the coffin drops one. Okay. This one you might get.
We might not.
How do you fix a broken pumpkin?
Can't fix a broken pumpkin.
Well, sure you can, Nate, according to this dad joke.
Broken pumpkin.
Now, when I say it, you're going to go, oh.
Patches? So,
with a pumpkin patch.
With a pumpkin. See? Go. Yeah.
Dude. Nice job, Nate. Nice job. With a pumpkin patch.
I was going on the jack-o'-lantern, and I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
And there you go, creepies. That is Todd's dad jokes.
Good stuff.
Of the show. Mm-hmm. And as always, you're welcome.
Yeah, that will insert moans.
Zombies.
Sound like Mr. Ed, kind of.
Before I forget, that makes me. We did family pictures last Sunday.
Not the old pepper in the apple tree. That's fine.
We did family pictures, and we did a fun. They said, "I go. Is everybody want?" The last picture we did was the kids, and I said, "Do you want to do a silly picture?" And they all did something silly, and Harrison turned to William. And like, look at like he was biting it out of his head, and Rebecca goes, the photographer, she goes, zombie picture, and so they all did zombies, and Ella was like kind of behind what was happening, and she goes, what are we doing? And the way she went, like, kind of slumped herself when she took the picture, she goes, perfect, Ella, and Ella's like, what? You know, but it was, I don't have the picture, but it's hilarious because it all.
Harrison's brain dead.
Did she say, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Claire's like, you know, and then Harrison looks like he's eating William's brain, and William's like looking like he's getting his brain sucked out of him. And Ella's confused, and it's funny. That's funny. She gets that from her dad.
That is funny.
Is that in it, though? I thought it was hilarious.
Elijah dressed tonight with his girlfriend. She was a loofah, and he was
soap. I saw that. I saw it online. I saw that.
It's funny. Funny stuff. Anyway.
Don't do anything dirty.
Oh, hey now. No. Better not, or I'll clunk your heads together.
Family friendly.
He won't be trying out for basketball because his legs will be broken. Hey, Sean.
Yes?
Yeah, first announcements.
I do. We come here every normally Wednesday nights, and it's Friday now. But we come for the guy time. We come for the fun, all the good stuff, spooky and the paranormal. But the most important thing we do, and we will continue to do this, is build an emotional, mental health community. So we want you guys to be able to get help out there. So call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing.
Excellent.
Thank you.
988-741-741.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give them a call right now.
I think Nate's having some issues because of not me. Right?
Long time listener, first time caller. No.
I have these two guys. They're forcing me, and it's depressing.
I'm being sleep deprived.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Hopefully, they can help you get some good professional help. Nate.
Yeah, get real help. Call the numbers.
And if it is something that you don't think you need professional help, if it's something just you're kind of sad or you're bummed out, always reach out to the group, our Facebook group. Got some good people on there. Mm-hmm. Or reach out to one of us individually. That is fine as well. Thank you, Sean. Mm-hmm. And again, have one special announcement. This is going to be fun. We are hosting a tour of the local Haunted Hannah House on the southeast side of Indy. It'll be Saturday, November 16th. The tour begins at 5 o'clock, and they say arrive about 15 minutes before the tour starts. And the cost is $15, cash only. Has to be exact cash because they do not make change. So there you go. Mm-hmm. How about that? Mm-hmm. Haunted Hannah House, November 16th on a Saturday, 5 o'clock. Tour starts. Be there 15 minutes before. Everything is 15 minutes, and then have $15 mm-hmm. cash only. Exact change, exact cash.
My mom wants to go.
Oh, does she?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Is Rachel going, the boys? Or
I don't know. They haven't given me an answer yet. We'll find out.
Yeah. Well, cool. Yeah.
Boys probably will.
It'll be fun. Yeah. So, anyway, come on out to the Hannah House and see the makeup boys. And maybe see some ghosts. I don't know.
Maybe.
They're not as cool as the makeup boys. I don't care how ghostly they are.
They may beg to differ.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah, we're pretty creepy.
Are we creepy or are we we're creeped out? Not creepy, Nate.
That's right.
See, we tell them to keep it creepy. Wait a minute. I'm confused. I'm creepy confused. Well, anyway, that's the only announcement I have. Sean?
Yes?
What are we doing for this episode?
We are going to have our creeped out freestyle number 8.
Number ocho.
888.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Which is better than 666.
Yeah. By the way, mm-hmm. speaking of that, I was doing some math on my phone today. I was figuring up something.
Why would you do
and
that?
And the total number came to 666. How about? I'll just add $1 to
it. One.
I was going over some finance stuff.
Probably a good call.
Just a number.
Yeah, it is. It still creeped me out, though, Nate.
Right?
I finagled it so to make sure it wasn't 666.
It's like we talked with Jim Harold during the guest chat about his episode 666. Mm-hmm. That's a big number, by the way, as far as episodes go. We got a ways to catch up. But I think that's that really cool opportunity.
Didn't we have
to creep out?
We had something that was 666. Was it our download number?
Facebook.
Or?
Remember, we
Facebook
couldn't get up.
Members.
Facebook
it was 666, members. And then it would go up, and then come back down. We're like, oh, my God. And like three or four times, you're like come
change
on.
Change it.
Let's
go.
Keep going.
That's right. Facebook.
We're well members. Past that now,
that's
right?
That's right. Okay. Mm-hmm. I knew it was something like that. So, but, yeah,
way
freestyle.
Past it.
Way.
680.
That's 60.
do we need to have them check our show flow notes and our source links and everything? Totally kidding.
No.
I'm just joking.
Yeah. No, I figured. Yeah,
I have this written down, so yeah, you need to source my notations.
It's all lies, all lies.
Where are we at? Let's see what we are, though. I am for this freestyle here. Oh, look at that. 800. What'd you say, Nate? We're at 680. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
We are at exactly 848,000.
That's a lot of eights.
The last time I heard it was in the 700s.
848, 184.
Choo!
Wow. Wow.
It's heading up to a million.
Yeah. And too bad the
almost
one,
there.
Too bad the one's not a four. It would have been 848484.
Lots of eights and lots of fours.
How about that?
Look at it. 6 3 5 0 9 whatever.
8 6 7 5 3 0 9
You posted that on that like the birthday candle numbers.
Yeah.
Or the numbers, I guess. And
darn then, right.
You're like, don't say it. And once you see it, and I'm like, oh yeah, I saw that right away.
It took me just about 10 seconds. I'm looking around and I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah, that's probably about what took me.
Good stuff.
And the actual number. Was it Jenny?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an actual Jenny that lived at that number.
Yeah. Yeah.
She finally
Jenny,
changed.
Jenny, who can I turn to? Down.
She finally changed the number, I imagine. Right?
Man, that's old. Oh, yes. Old school. Old school MTV. So anyway, freestyle, creeped out, freestyle, number 8.
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
No. You know, I shared with you guys this kind of funny, kind of creepy, kind of horrible thing that Harrison was going. He went last weekend with his football buddies to watch Smile 2, which looks creepy enough anyway because Smile 1 was.
I thought it was Terrifier.
Well, no, but they wanted to go see Smile 2, and they couldn't get into it or whatever happened. And
their smile turned to a frown.
Right. Well,
you guys aren't old enough, but you can go see Terrifier 3.
Well, I think what happened.
What the heck's going on here?
How was that? I forget how he. Whatever reason they couldn't go see Smile 2. I can't remember exactly the
Earth. What, yeah.
And then I want to say, I don't know what happened. Anyway, but Harrison said, let's go see Beetlejuice 2. And they said, nah, let's go see Terrifier 3. So he texted me and he's like, Dad, I'm in Terrifier 3. And I said, and I thought he saw at least the first one, but I said, did you see the first two? And he's like, no. And I was like, they're rough, man. You better. And there's, believe it or not, there's a storyline, even though it's just a, you know, slasher gore, whatever, gornography film. And, but Art the Clown, he's a mess, man. He is like, but he's basically demonic or whatever. Mm. But, he's sitting there not in spoilers all over the place, I'm sure, but like, duh, like a lot of people die, right? But he said, like 10 minutes in, because I told him, I said, 10 minutes in, that people are leaving and throwing up. And I think that happened in the second one, too. And he goes, Dad, this is awful. They're killing kids. And I'm like, ugh. And then later on, he texts me. He's like, oh, they've killed 4 Santas. You know, I was like, why don't you leave? And he's like,
what did Santa do to him?
I can't leave, you know. I actually ended up watching I saw one of those clips.
I would have just snuck in Beetlejuice.
Because there is, right? I would have just. I know, but he's like, I can't leave without my friends, you know, and they'll make fun of me. I was like, okay, whatever. But it was terrible. Like, he's like, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And some of the scenes he told me about, I can't even talk about some of the scenes are so inappropriate.
Yeah,
and I won't. But it's bad. It's rough, man. But some people love it out there. Like, there are people who are like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to go see it. And I love it. So, but it's rough. It's pretty rough.
It's like the Hellraisers.
They're rough.
They're rough.
Yeah. The first one to me wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the first one? I'm trying to think. First one wasn't bad, right?
Nah.
I mean, not for the whole movie.
Yeah. I think it sort of eased you into it.
Yeah. 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 But, and as well, especially, that was what, 87, mm-hmm. 86, 87. I didn't see it, though, until about 5 years after the movie came out. So I didn't see it till early 90s, but and I've seen the first two, but I haven't seen. I think there's what, 3 or 4 of them. Not even counting the newest one.
I think I've seen them all.
Have you?
Yeah,
yeah. So I stopped after the second one, but the first one's good. First one's real good.
Mm-hmm.
I can watch violence. I just can't watch gore. I mean, there's, you know, violent. You know, guy in like a cowboy movie can get shot in the chest. Well, that doesn't gross me out. It's just, but it's violence, you know, because it's gunshot, but the gory stuff, like, ooh, like the Terrifier movies, but I will not be seeing that. I will not be seeing
that. No, me neither. That's what I told him.
I haven't seen a movie in a while. The last one we saw was the third A Quiet Place.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
I saw it on 4th of July.
With all the aliens falling from the sky.
Yeah, so it's been, 3 months since I've been to the movie theater.
We went and saw Beetlejuice.
What'd you think about it? I've heard good things about it.
Obviously, it's not as good as the first one.
Rachel
first
didn't like it,
classic.
I heard.
Yeah.
Jenna tried to talk me out of it because Rachel didn't like it. I'm like,
there's
that
some
matter.
Decent parts in it, yes. But yeah, it's all right.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. I mean,
that's less
fun,
than what I've heard.
It's definitely.
I mean, you wouldn't go see
it.
If
you're expecting the first one, it is not the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard really good things about it, but that doesn't mean it's great. And if it's somebody said, yeah, it's not, or it's terrible, then I'd still see it just because maybe it wasn't their thing. Yeah. I mean, I have not seen it.
So. Had a decent storyline. I sort of figured it out pretty quick, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Little 180, if you will.
I haven't seen, like I said, I haven't seen any movies. I haven't been in 3 months, which isn't, it's not that long ago. But I did watch, Jeepers Creepers and Jeepers Creepers 2 about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And then I watched, Wrong Turn.
Love yes.
That movie. The first one. Yeah. Now, those are brutal, too. Now, yes. The first one's not so bad.
They're not terribly gory, though.
Second one, I saw the very first, the first kill or whatever. Mm-hmm. And spoiler alert, the guy cuts I think it's a woman, cuts her in half.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
It's gruesome, but it's not like super, super bad like some movies.
I think they get worse, though.
Yeah.
But the first one, I mean, a couple scenes that are, but nothing, yeah, nothing. I was like, oh, I can't see that again. No. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but great movie though. Yep. I mean, I love
the first one.
Love the story.
I remember when it came out, me and my buddy watched it.
2002.
And,
or 2003, something like that.
That's
a long time ago.
The part that I always remember is they're chasing him through the trees.
Yes.
And they smack the one with a limb out of the tree.
Yeah, the little when guy.
When he hits the ground, like, his buddy, he comes running over going, Humpledink, Humpledink.
yeah. He does. he's just laying there like, ooh.
He's like, Humpledink, Humpledink.
Humpledink.
Oh, that must be his name, Humpledink.
Humpledink. He looks like a Humpledink. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I watched that, and then I watched, what is the one with Paul Walker? He and
Fast and Furious.
No, another scary movie.
Scary movies. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's where he and his. I'll look it up. But
Texas
anyway.
Ranger.
Huh?
Walker.
No. No. No, not Walker. Texas Ranger. No. They mess with this trucker.
Oh, yeah. Joyride.
Oh, Joyride. Yeah. Yes. How
that's
could
a good one.
Great. How could one. I forget that one?
That one's very suspenseful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the guy's creepy.
What is it? Candy Cane?
Yeah. Hey, Candy Cane out there, Candy Cane?
Candy Cane.
That's how he talks. Wait a minute, Nate. Where are
hey, hello.
Come on, Candy Cane.
My brother had a friend, and I will. He'll remain nameless, but he used to play with the CB, and he would mess with the truckers and, like, make, like, just say the worst things, and those truckers would get so mad.
Who was this?
It was a guy that was a friend of my brother's around high school, you know. Brother. And those truckers would get so mad, they'd be like, what's your 20?
Like, what's your 20?
What's your 20? You're like, you're never going to find out. Click.
You watch that movie, Joyride, you wouldn't do that stuff.
No. Yeah.
Show up and kill you.
I like when, again, spoiler alert, I like when they think they're they got away from him, and he's like, hey, you might want to get that tail light checked.
Right.
They're like,
it's like,
and they slowly look behind them. They're like, oh, no.
Yeah, right.
He's right on them.
That makes your skin curl.
Yeah, it's a good movie, though. Makes him run naked into that diner and order 100 cheeseburgers.
Oh, my God.
Now, how does that make you feel, huh? Oh, my gosh. Embarrassed, isn't it? But, yeah. Nate did a really good
he did.
Impersonation.
Let's do that again.
I was like,
Candy
kinda,
Cane.
Oh, that is
now
really
do Mickey
creepy.
Mouse. <That's>, oh boy,
that's a contrast.
It is.
Hey, Candy Cane. any other shows or movies? Any series? Amy and I need to finish From the second season.
Slowly making my way through Penguin.
Oh, is that good? I like.
Yeah,
to watch
it's
that.
Decent. I like it. It's just the episodes are an hour long, so it's like.
It takes a long time.
Yeah. It takes a while to get through them.
Yeah. How many seasons are there? I mean,
they're on their first season now.
Gotcha. So,
I think I'm on the fourth episode.
Who did you say played Penguin?
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell, yeah.
I cannot believe that.
That transformation.
Great.
You
talk about
wild.
A good actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's always, I don't think he makes a bad movie.
Mm-mm.
He's really good. Yeah, I like Colin Farrell.
I love that part when in the Batman where. Penguin thinks he's got away from Batman and all the car chase, and then Batman, the Batmobile, like it goes through the flames, and he's like, I beat you. And then here comes the Batmobile, and he's like, the look on his face is like, oh no. It's fantastic.
Are you talking about the Danny DeVito?
No, but that's...
I was like, I don't remember
You missed
that
the
scene.
Batman, didn't you? You missed the Batman. It's good. I promise. It's sure. dark. Oh, it's sure. dark. Who's the girl that played... I should know. It's... but played Catwoman. Shoot. What's it's the singer's
it's
daughter.
Kravitz's daughter.
Yes. Zoe? Lenny Kravitz. Zoe Kravitz, yeah. She did a good job. I was going to say Lenny Kravitz's daughter. That's who I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And Pattinson did a good job. I really thought mm-hmm. he would screw that up. No offense. Just like I thought Ben Affleck would too, but they pulled off somehow. Mm-hmm.
I think he did. I think he gets a bad rap about that.
I know. Because everybody mm-hmm. thinks of him as a vampire, which I guess that should make him a shoo-in for Batman.
Ben
right?
Affleck is a vampire?
No, he misheard you.
No. Pattinson.
Oh, Pattinson.
Is what I meant. Oh, Ben Affleck. Oh, I know what you're saying.
I was like, Ben Affleck? What vampire movie is he in? Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
He could have been a vampire. Yeah. No. Pattinson.
What other movies or anything that's out or coming out? Or have you, I want to see the one with Halle Berry. There's a new one coming out. Her and her son or a couple sons that they're in the woods or something
yes.
by themselves.
Yeah. Daughters. Is it daughters or sons? It might be sons.
I know one of them is a boy. One of them is a son.
I forget what it's called. Didn't we talk about that before?
I think so,
or
yeah.
maybe off air, but yeah, it's real. The trailer is super creepy,
yeah,
but I can't think what it's called.
About that when we talked about Nosferatu.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I guess they're all out. I don't know. I don't know when Nosferatu was supposed to come out.
To check on, I think it's on Max, the Freddy Krueger series.
Oh, yeah.
I want to watch that.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Never Let Go is what the Halle Berry was called. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's getting good ratings, by the way.
So they have a Freddy Krueger series, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's not.
What?
I don't believe the critics.
The Pennywise series is supposed to come out, too.
Yeah, that too.
Derry.
Yep.
That's what I'm waiting on.
Yep, I'm waiting on those. I want to watch those.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
There's that movie. Did I share with you guys that Heretic trailer?
Mm-hmm.
That looks really good.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
got
yeah,
Hugh
yeah.
Grant.
Mm-hmm. Totally different character. For him.
November 8th is
looks
the one
great.
That comes out.
Yeah. I sent that to Amy.
Good.
She's like,
that looks
good.
Like a mind bender, suspenseful thing.
They said it's basically like a modern day Hansel and Gretel kind of feel. You yeah. know, just play. You know, and it looks.
Yeah,
cool.
He talks or. Makes that character very creepy.
I saw a girl come out of the because they I guess they released it in Europe, and so somebody had seen it, one of the sneak previews or premieres or whatever, and it's this girl and she's I guess I don't know, remember she says she's like a self-professed horror you know aficionado or whatever, and she comes out and she's like or thriller I guess it's more of a thriller but still
not as good as our friend Spooky Sparkle.
Oh no way. But this girl she goes. Like, first reactions coming out of the theater, I don't even know what to say, but this movie is amazing. She's like, I got to see it again. So it sounds like it's already, you know, at least it hasn't even been released.
You're talking about the one with Hugh Grant?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Heretic one.
Yeah.
Heretic. It looks so good.
Yeah, that's a totally different, like I said, that's a totally different movie role for him.
Yeah, watch the...
I don't remember him being in, like...
Watch the trailer for that. There's three or so different trailers, and they're all really good. But yeah, it's these girls that... They're, I can't give anything away. I don't know exactly what happens, but
yeah.
They basically go, what are they, Jehovah's Witnesses or?
Well, I don't know if they're Jehovah or just Christian.
Something, doing, yeah. You know, and they're mission. Like, do you want to hear the good news? And he's like, sure, you know, come on.
Yeah, they're like, that's it, yeah.
He has them convinced that he has a wife and she's making blueberry pie or whatever. And because they say, well, we're not allowed
don't
to.
Say just, anything else.
You're well, no, I know, here. But they're, well,
they
well it's in the trailer.
Of, you're right, you're
so,
right.
So
I know that. I hate that. When they
I know.
The trailer
so could,
shows
it could,
much.
Yeah, well, that's what, but they're like, we're not allowed to come in. We're, you know, we unless yeah. there's a female
and
in the house.
They,
he's
they
like,
kinda...
well, my wife's in here. Does that count? But then they show that, like, he's like, I better go check on that pie. And they see the candle that says blueberry and like, oh God, there's no pie.
Yeah. See, that's a scene that the trailer should not have shown.
I know. I agree with that. But it miss. But if that's like not, well, I'm sure it is an important thing. But I just think I think it must get so wild, you know.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see it.
Me too.
The Strangers Chapter One is coming.
Oh yeah,
I don't know if it's out yet, but it's coming.
Harrison,
I haven't seen the second one.
Harrison loves
Love
Strangers.
The first one.
Yeah, the first one's awesome. I can't remember if I saw the second.
That'd
one.
That'd be a good tattoo to get. Yeah. The
Why are you doing this?
Because you were home.
Yeah.
Right.
Why else?
Stupid question. I mean, jeez. Wouldn't that be something if he answered it like that? I mean, geez, yeah. Really? I mean, duh. Yeah, that'd be a cool tattoo with the knapsack on his face or on his head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen tattoos with the girls. There's been strangers' tattoos, and then I've seen with the doll or baby doll and the
baby.
I don't know what the other characters. Yeah,
it's like a bunny of sorts.
Yes, the something bunny. Like, that's right. Yep,
something like that. Chapter one?
Chapter one.
Yeah. So I've seen the first one. Haven't seen the second one. But then I think I need to see the second one next, and then see. I don't know if that's how you need to see them. You know what I'm saying?
I think I saw the trailer for this one, the Russell Crowe, The Exorcism.
Oh yeah, mm.
That one looks pretty good too.
Is that the Pope's Exorcism?
The Pope's
just The Exorcism.
Isn't he the one that's in?
He does the Pope's Exorcist too.
Pope's Exorcist, yeah.
And that was excellent, by the way.
Yeah.
He had told, so when he went on Rogan, he said, Russell Crowe said, you know, he had all these decades of really like action packed and he was in good shape and blah, blah, blah. And he said the last 10 years, he's been fat, dumpy and playing all these different characters. And he said, now he's going into this next decade now that he's 60 or whatever. And he's like, I'm going back into getting healthy and whatever. I was like, it's not that easy to do, is it? After 10 years of being unhealthy. So
yeah, but he's got all the money. He can do a diet and trainers
and all that stuff. Yeah.
But he'll still have to work his tail off, his weight off.
True story.
Literally. Yeah, for
sure. He is, and that is a good actor too.
I love Russell Crowe.
He can play good, like, bad.
What's that one?
You know, humorous too.
He's plays the mathematician.
A Beautiful Mind.
Beautiful Mind.
That is fantastic. Yeah.
That is
based on a true story.
Awesome.
I don't think it's beautiful, to be honest with you.
It's pretty.
No, I've not seen that actually.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All together now.
All together now.
It almost makes you think that you're insane yourself.
Yeah.
Because you're seeing the world through his eyes.
He's schizophrenic,
At the end of the movie, it shows.
He's brilliant, but he has schizophrenia, so it bleeds into his
genius. And what is he? Is he like a professor?
He's a scientist of some kind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So he goes off the rails with some of these theories and stuff like that.
And he starts seeing coded messages in the newspapers about with the Nazis and stuff, and starts cracking all these codes and it's pretty wild.
That came out in the early 2000s.
It's been a while.
And then one scene that I always remember is like hung out, like I believe at the library or one of the buildings on the university campus, and there's a round window, and he has like a grease pen or whatever, and he's always like doing formulas on the glass. And I believe it's been a while since I've seen it, but like someone comes up and like, what are you working on? He's like, there's pigeons down in the courtyard. He's like, oh, I'm trying to figure out the pattern of how they're moving around amongst each other.
Oh wow. I mean, I guess I would do that if I was bored. I don't know.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Nikola Tesla kind of move, right?
I'm going to see what
I'm picking up my next girlfriend. And,
yeah. I mean, I do, you know, Wordle. That's what I do for it.
No, sounds a lot more normal.
I'll check that out. I'll definitely check that out.
So Jenna was a little behind the game today. Talking about movies, this is a little bit of a shift, but one of yours, I think it's one of your favorite ones, Tombstone. Just kidding.
Never.
Mm-mm. She sent me this video, and she was like, seemed surprised by it, but she was like the Huckleberry, you know how everybody thinks it's Huckleberry, and it's actual Huckleberry, and the Huckle was
now, I'm going to let you finish, but be careful. Go ahead and finish your story.
Well, it's a guy on TikTok telling it, but everybody thinks it's Huckle, but it was written wrong, right? Am I saying that right?
So they were called Huckleberries.
Yes.
Right? In the actual, and I've got a copy of the actual
script,
it is Huckleberry.
And so did he change it to Huckleberry?
Who?
Val Kilmer.
He himself says it was written. No, he didn't change it. It was written as Huckleberry.
Now,
back then when they said it, when they were saying Huckleberry, they would have said he's saying it right, and that's what the script is saying. Mm-hmm. So anybody that says, no, it's wrong, it's Huckleberry, Not according to the script. The actual movie says Huckleberry.
Oh, well, that's good to know because the guy was telling it wrong then. But
there's a ton of them out there.
But I told her, I said, I already know that's what a Huckleberry is, you know.
But yes, the correct term is Huckleberry.
But I already know about, yeah, right.
But the people say, oh, yeah, he doesn't say Huckleberry. Yes, he does. And Val Kilmer, the actor, mm-hmm. the one. I mean, these guys, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, why would they argue with the guy that actually
says
in the movie?
But the interesting thing is the implication and that people miss is that, like, I'm going to bury you. Like, that's what he's saying.
Right.
Like, I'm going to, you know, that's the point, which is cool. Yep. I mean, that's an awesome thing to say. Like,
A Huckleberry was.
I'll carry your casket.
Huckleberry was the ones that carry the casket. Yep. That's what,
We'll go and kill you is what, I like that. But anyway, so.
Pachi requiescat.
But I told her.
That's what he says in Latin. You know what that means. It's your funeral.
I just kicked your butt in cards, right?
Well, no, it means it's your funeral.
You have it on?
I have pretty much the whole movie memorized.
You have the tattoo, right? Of that, right?
No.
Don't you have something?
What do I have? I
can't remember. You got to read it. I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh, say when. Say when.
I thought you had something else in Latin or Greek.
I have a bunch of sayings
Swahili.
In Latin. No, I love Latin. Mm-hmm. I have the whole Johnny Ringo and... You know, Doc Holliday.
You know why you love Latin?
Why?
Because it's a dead language.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You like that? I mean, I don't know how dead it is. We still
it's still.
It's not that
Pennywise
dead.
Pennywise doing the same face you guys just did.
Oh. He's like,
that's my boy right there.
But it was funny because I was
he's on my Mount Rushmore.
I told Jenna, I was like, that's so old though. Like, I've that bit of knowledge.
Mm hmm.
So about that game, Jenna is just now texting me. She goes, it was terrible. Embarrassing. Embarrassing, honestly.
How does she feel about it?
I think that's how
she's right, though.
She's
that would
shooter.
Be terrible and embarrassing.
I know, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
She is 100% correct.
Have you guys seen the Speak No Evil trailer?
Yes. That looks really creepy. Too. Yeah.
Okay, remind me of it, Nate, because it sounds... Oh, I know. It's the guy that, yes, he was in It too. As the adult, and he was in, he played the little fawn in Narnia.
Mm-hmm.
Good actor. And he was in also the one about Split. He was in Split.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he's the dad. That looks really good, too.
That looks good.
Yeah. Man, I need to remember that one, too. Yes.
That they kind of ruined that one, too. I'm you know, who knows how
much.
Yeah,
and I don't.
The kid, I won't talk about
it.
I know.
Well, Speak No Evil. That's right. Mm-hmm. I need to write that one down too.
Well, Jen and I were watching the trailer. And she's like, I don't think I could handle that. But yeah, they basically gave it away.
Yeah, it makes you not want to go on vacation or take any road trips.
No. Well, and that did you know that's based on an actual a movie back in the I can't remember what decade. I'll probably mess that up. But it's Dutch. I want to say 50s, 60s, maybe 70s. But it's based on a movie, and it's a remake. And they said that it's the original movie, and I may be wrong on that. What decade? Maybe it's newer. Excuse me, newer than that, but it's a European film, like I said, Dutch.
Oh, okay.
And it is, they said it's almost over the top how nice that family is.
Oh, yeah.
Because they get that implication there in the trailer, like, oh, they're so nice.
Never. But
they said it's even super over the top.
Right.
And then it just makes that turn and, like,
yep.
Oh, God, there's something wrong here. Mm. You know, this is not right.
These people are too nice. What is going on here?
Especially
in this 2024.
No kidding, right?
It might tip you off, yeah.
So remember how, I said, I don't know where I'm going to make this correction, but I thought, do you think this is a good time to do the Brett correction?
Yeah.
So we talked about Peoria State Hospital, right? Mm-hmm. A couple episodes ago, long episodes.
Two episodes ago. I think.
Was it two?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, two mm-hmm. ago. And he had said, hey, you got to talk about this,
might have been one. Sorry.
I want to say prisoner, but I mean patient. And he sent me, it was Jane Dofor. And I looked and looked and looked and looked and looked. And I should have just said, hey, are you sure? You know, is this the right person? Where did you find this? And I didn't. And so then I was like, because thinking like, oh, it's got to be out there. And it wasn't. And so then when I told him, I'm like, hey, I'm really sorry, but I couldn't find anything on that person. You know, and then I made mention of it too.
Right.
Like, dude, she's not out there. And he goes, oh, sorry, wrong name. It was Mary Dofor.
Brett.
And I was like, I'll make that correction at some point.
Funny.
So there is a huge, he sent me probably the world's longest article. So I'm going to read part of it. I'm not going to read all of it.
Okay.
But it is very, very interesting. So it's called Marry Me in Search of a Lost Lifetime. In 1978, a mortician called in an obituary to a newspaper in Illinois for an old woman who had died in a nursing home in Morton, Illinois. The editor of Bloomington, Illinois Daily Pantograph said it was too sketchy and asked the reporter Rick Baker to find out more about the woman. Contacting the mortician, Mr. Perry, the reporter discovered that her name, Mary Dofour, was a name given to her by the state. Mary Dofour, because the asylum already had Mary Doe 1, Mary Doe 2, and Mary Doe 3. And no one had known who she was for 50 years. Hmm. Mr. Perry gave him the name of a therapist, Diana Shroud, at the nursing home, who had worked with her for a number of years, but the therapist said she would not be able to give him a name either. Mr. Baker found this very hard to believe and was able to locate the therapist at her home. He explained that he only was trying to put together a four-paragraph obituary and just wanted her name, not a life story. Diana Shroud, said, "I don't think you'll find who she was. I tried for a long time and wasn't successful, and that's when she was alive. Maybe 50 years ago, we could have found out. But the damage was too severe by the time I got to know her." I said, "What damage?" "Mental damage," Mrs. Shroud said. "The mental damage of a sane woman being confined in insane asylum for decades." So you know where this is going. "The mental damage," because this, we heard this happened in some of these places. "The mental damage of a normal woman being treated as if she were mad and being forced to live in barbaric conditions for the great bulk of her life." Thus began Rick Baker's obsession with finding out the true identity of Mary Dofour and how she could have been locked up for 50 years. So this goes on, the whole story. But Mary Dofour's story began when she was discovered by police walking on Highway 30 near a Chicago suburb. She appeared to be in a daze with her clothing in disarray, and she told them that she had been beaten and raped and her purse stolen. The biggest problem she had was that she could not remember her name or where she was from. She seemed to be articulate and intelligent. Hospitals then did not have to take patients who could not afford to pay. So obviously, this young woman had no money. So the police officers took her to the insane asylum, and she spent the next 50 years living a nightmare.
Holy moly.
Isn't that awful? Conditions in Illinois Asylum for the Insane deteriorated to such an extent that the state closed it in 1973. The 600 remaining inmates were sent to other sheltered homes. Mary did not do so well. She was transferred to Morton in 1975. By this time, she was shaken from being over-tranquilized, nearly blind from untreated glaucoma, and had to be led around much of the time. She despised and was terrified of men, quite possibly from the original rape, and no doubt as an attractive young woman from being sexually abused by inmates and unscrupulous attendants during her decades in the insane asylum. Not until she went completely blind did she allow a man to lead her around the nursing home. So it just goes on and on and on about how she was stuck in this nightmare. So like I said, I mean, it's wow. An interesting story. There's actually a video too, if you want to learn more about it. There's some notes here at the bottom were kind of interesting, I thought. I'll read those instead of going through. I mean, it is a long article, and it does, like I said, it references you to a video. So if you want to, it talks about Rick Baker spending so much time trying to find out more about her. So this is the other notes from after this. It says her attempts to convince people she didn't belong in the institution for the criminally insane were met with efforts to calm her. She was given so much medicine, she shook constantly from pseudo-Parkinsonism. She was lined up with other residents of the institution and frequently giving electroshock treatments. When the treatments knocked her out, she was tossed in a large tub of cold water that revived her. After 10 years at Manteno, she was transferred to the state mental hospital in Bartonville. At Manteno, she was known as Mary Doe. At Bartonsville, she was known as Mary Dofour because there were other Mary Does in the institution, which we just said. Mm-hmm. At Bartonsville, the formerly articulate, well-educated woman adapted to her environment, defecated on the floor for lack of a toilet, washed herself in a toilet bowl when one was available, and blew her nose on her dress. She was in Bartonsville about 30 years, never had a visitor, was kept calm on a massive dose of medicine and frequent electroshock treatments. And when the state ordered Bartonsville closed in 1972, she was transferred to a nursing home in El Paso, then the nursing home in Morton. And in 1979, she went blind. Less than a year later, she died.
Wow. How old was she?
Wow.
How old she was.
Goodness. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing like 70s, 80s, maybe.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Or
And they may not
know. Well, I don't, because I don't know.
They may not know exactly either. When she went in. Since they can't really find out what her real name was.
I mean, gosh, she could have been a teenager.
I don't know that she knew how old she was, right?
Yeah. That was terrible.
So they don't know her name. I don't think they know her age. But yeah, so that's sad.
That is really bad.
Hmm.
Shame on those people.
Right.
That's a. Yeah.
But thank you to Brett for clarifying
that.
Yeah,
thanks, Brett.
And so we just made it right. So not too long. It didn't take us too long, right?
No. No. That was nice that he.
He was like, oh, sorry. Well, he listened to it, and he sent me that. It's not. I didn't even say, hey, by the way.
Yeah.
And he's like, sorry, here you go. Here's a correction.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, it's all good. Hmm. Yeah, I'm glad we, yeah, this is a good episode to mention that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I think so.
Good. World Series is going on right now.
Yes.
Two teams I despise, but.
Yeah. So you're actually, I hate to say rooting
just
for.
Our good friend Erin Egnatz is a Dodgers fan, so good luck to her. But also we've got Pete Peterson. Jim Conger and Ben Conger. It's Jim and his son Ben. They're Yankees fans. Good guys. So I'm I think the other day I said can they tie? Is there a way they can just beat each other and just tie? You know, but you know. Yankees are the Red Sox biggest rival, but I'll pull for the Yankees, but it doesn't really matter. I mean, Dodgers win, it whatever. But
Well, it's interesting because
right now though, it's 1-0 Dodgers, game 1, end of the 5th inning.
It's an interesting sports time of the year, right? Cuz football's going on, basketball's starting, you know, Pacers didn't fare so well.
2 weeks from tomorrow. Let's see, so this would be November 9th. My boy and I are going to God's Country, Lexington, Kentucky,
ooh,
to see the Wildcats play in their second game of the year. Yep. Mm-hmm. So
sweet.
4 o'clock game, so we can sleep in and then take our time getting there, do a little shopping, eat, and then go do some basketball watching. So, yeah, just be he and I.
Mm-hmm.
Little guy's day, little day trip.
You call him a little guy?
That'll be fine.
Little guy?
No, I don't call him.
I'm just kidding.
Not him.
I know, you said a little guy.
Get over here, little fella.
I'm just kidding.
No, there, little fella.
Just kidding.
Yeah, want a Fresca? That'd be fine, yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
See, I just heard second season of Ancient Apocalypse is coming out.
What is Ancient Apocalypse?
It is Graham Hancock's series on Netflix.
Well, he's been everywhere because he's got so much like information that is like, you know, how everything is coming out about everything, it seems like. And he's really pushing hard to say we need some more truth out there.
He was a journalist, but then he got hooked on like this ancient lost ancient civilization theory, and what do you call them? Dig up stuff.
Oh, archaeologists.
Archaeologists.
Yeah.
He's big on the like the ice age. And
yeah, they are like despise him and try to run his name through the mud. And
he had
and it's like he's not even trying to be like that with them and have arguments with them. He's just like saying, hey, I mean, you guys don't know everything. And this is some research and stuff that I've come across saying that, you know, I believe that there was a civilization that had, you know, all these different technological stuff that we can't replicate now. And where are they?
So he's just throwing, he's throwing out his ideas, and he's not trying to be.
Archaeologists are ticked off about it.
Well,
so
Rogan had him because he's had Graham on several times, and he's always
Graham's been on Rogan since Rogan started almost.
So, oh wow,
Graham and him have become very tight. But then Graham's gone on other shows as well to talk about the same stuff. But he had a debate on there with some other archaeologist. I don't know the guy's name.
His name was Flint.
In like Flint. Just kidding.
No.
In like Flint.
I believe his first name was Flint.
He was just a little. Okay, so I listened to parts of that debate, and then I kind of got bored because I was like, this guy's, he's a douchebag.
Well,
I shouldn't say that. But
and he was throwing a lot of false information out
well,
there.
Well, that's, so, yeah, and that's what, because his book, Joe brought Graham Hancock back, and they said, hey, we really appreciated having so-and-so on, but we're going to have to, like, clear up that we did some fact-checking, because everybody loves fact-checking now, right? Like, be fact checked. And he was like, he got a lot of stuff wrong. And it's like, that's, and it was to Graham's point, like
Flint Dibble.
Dibble?
Flint Dibble.
Flint Dibble. He just was like, he was so dismissive about things. And it's like, you know what, dude? Like, we don't know. And we need to have more open discussions instead of just like, that's not true. No, and that's not right. Nah, that's wrong. You know, it's just.
And Graham.
I didn't like him. I just thought he was very, he was very, very off-putting. Arrogant, yeah. Very off-putting, you know.
Went, and that's what, that's the roadblocks that Graham's been hitting.
Flint Dibble's the one that's arrogant.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, not Graham Hancock. Graham is
awesome. Graham Hancock, he's not trying to ruffle feathers. He's trying to work with archaeologists because he can't do a lot of his research without their research.
They don't want to have to go back and rewrite stuff. That's because, you know what?
In my opinion, and it's just my opinion, it's because it's the whole thing of it's not an archaeologist figuring this stuff out, so it doesn't mean anything.
Right. I gotcha.
He's just blowing smoke up everybody's skirt.
Oh, boy.
And Graham Hancock, he's trying to be nice about it and say, I'm not saying that there definitely was an ancient lost civilization.
But we should talk about it and then explore it.
There might be. There's a lot of evidence pointing to that. Why can't we just investigate this?
Yeah, that's silly.
So.
So, not silly by him, but silly by the archaeologist that has that attitude.
Well, when we stop exploring, which I know there's a balance between, you know, not just making stuff up, but like when you're, I mean, at some point you have to think, okay, you know, they don't even know. They try to say, oh, this is, you know, what we found out, but they don't really always have backing for it either.
Well, and they always say like, oh, modern humans were 10,000 years ago, and then they find more evidence. No, it's more like 20,000 years ago, and then they find more evidence. No, it's more.
Graham Hancock points a lot to the Yunga Dryas and the change of the Ice Age, and then I can't remember the city that I always talks about, but it's the newest one there in Turkey.
Oh, it's
you remember the name of it? Yeah. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh yeah, but
Göbekli.
Göbekli. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dibble so, and Göbekli. What is it?
I think it's Göbekli. That sounds right.
Something
yeah,
like that, some, yeah.
Some.
It's over in I believe like Turkey area.
Oh, I was saying that's some heck of some names there, Göbekli and what is it? Flint Dibble.
Flint Dibble. Yeah, we're just bigger stuff.
Flint Dibble. No, here
it's just interesting. I mean, just see his viewpoints and his evidence. Like he, this new season, it's more focused on the Americas because everybody's saying that human civilization started in the Middle East or whatever and then came over on the Bering Strait and all that kind of stuff. And he feels like there's evidence that there's older evidence of human beings being here way before what everybody thinks.
So it says Earth's ancient apocalypse, huge comet hit Earth 12,000 years ago, sparking an ice age that decimated humans. His belief is Graham Hancock claims that an ancient super civilization lived in Antarctica, and scientists argue his claims are pseudoscientific and lack evidence, but yet they don't have tons either. So,
yeah, my there's a video of a guy. He's the one that you know the Noah's Ark display down in Kentucky. So he's done a video because he's a, you know, Christian scholar, and he's kind of like a, I don't say an archaeologist, but anyway, just going by the Bible, it's only about 6 or 8,000 years old, the Earth, not 50 trillion years old. It cracks me up when they say dinosaur is that was 50 million years ago. How in the heck do you know it was 50 million years ago? That's such a stupid. Sorry, though. I'm getting into, but I can't accept anything past like 8,000 years.
This says that place is.
But I could accept. Actually, I could accept like 12,000, but because that's not crazy.
An obscene.
That's not crazy.
Göbekli Tepe is how you say it, but it's such a weird.
What is it?
It's the city that they've unearthed that they don't.
Göbekli Tepe
is how you say that.
That is not a Stan Smith.
No, it's very interesting, his viewpoints, and being an adult, if you enjoy that kind of stuff, watch it. And
this
come
is
your own conclusion.
Yep. This is what's interesting.
Netflix.
So Göbekli Tepe is a name familiar to anyone interested in the ancient mystery subject. Billed as the oldest stone temple in the world, it is composed of a series of megalithic structures containing rings of beautifully carved T-shaped pillars. It sits on a mountain ridge in southeast Turkey, just 8 miles from the ancient city of Urfa. Yes, you heard it right, Urfa. Close to the traditional site of the Garden of Eden. That would be amazing. Here for the past 10,000 years, its secrets have remained hidden beneath an artificial belly-shaped mound of earth, some 330 by 220 yards in size. Agriculture and animal husbandry were barely known when Göbekli Tepe was built, and roaming the fertile landscape of Southwest Asia were, we were told, primitive hunter-gatherers whose sole existence revolved around survival on a day-to-day basis. So they're just saying that it seemed like these were...
it was a civilization not that, traveling around trying to find food. No, like they stay put. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? So they had to have had some sort of agriculture and that kind of stuff.
Well, that's when the first DoorDash started.
Exactly.
It started brought to them.
Ed Göbekli had to go out and
kill
Tepe,
an animal,
right?
Or they didn't have to. Yeah.
That's awesome. But it is interesting, though. But he is. He's a super, super
or
cool.
Or was
guy.
It Boulder Dash?
And Boulder Dash?
Boulder Dash.
That's a great game, by the way.
It is. But Graham Hancock, the best thing he has going for him is his English accent. I mean, if you say it in an English accent, it's gospel truth. That's all I got to say about that.
Movies at this theater. Yeah. or you could say
it
movies
again.
At this theater. How about that?
Hey,
I do like that. I do like a good British accent.
Oh, I do
like
too.
I love my Boston accents, and I like it. And I love a good Southern accent.
Yep.
And Australian. I think those are the four best accents.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a plane coming.
Airplane.
Down. Is there a landing strip by here?
Right. Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Not
be
too
about
far.
7 minutes away. If that.
Have you guys heard much about the screaming skulls?
Screaming skulls? Why have I heard that?
Screaming skulls. So this is
that a band?
It should be. That's what we need to start a band.
Yeah, I do know. I'm trying to remember why I know that.
A screaming skull is a paranormal object, a human skull, which, per legend speaks, screams or otherwise haunts its environments.
Yeah.
The legend is mostly found in England and other English-speaking regions. This English folklore first attested in the 1600s, apparently. So this says, there's several known skulls apparently, but the Bescombe screaming skull of Dorset, England is attested at least as early as 1897 in the book, The Haunted Homes and Family Traditions of Great Britain. That book details an alleged visit to Bescombe in 1883 by a curiosity seeker to investigate a skull, which according to legend was of an African slave once owned by the owner of the house. The slave has supposedly died, determined to be buried in his homeland, and any attempt to bury his skull elsewhere would cause the skull to scream aloud. So there's one at that Bescombe Manor in Dorset. Okay, this is going to be funny. There's one in Dickey. Tunston Farm in Derbyshire. There's the skull of St. Ambrose Barlow in Greater Manchester. The skull of Anne Griffith, apparently that's the person, right, in Yorkshire. The skull of Thepathesis Bromi, sure. And then there's a couple skulls that are together in East Sussex, another couple skulls in Cumbria, and then one at St. Andrews. So, but they believe these skulls scream.
Apparently. Yes, I have heard of the screaming skulls.
Isn't that crazy, though?
You know what you call skulls that can't feel? Numbskulls.
Numbskulls. You're right. Yep.
I should have saved that for my dad joke.
Sack of potatoes. But anyway, I thought that was interesting. Just there's a whole thing about it, though.
Nice.
I saw it on a YouTube video.
Yes, I have heard of them.
What?
Yep. The screaming skulls. I know. It's very interesting. Yeah. Have you not heard about them before?
I don't think. I mean...
It's been a while since I heard it, but
like maybe horror movies or something, and just thought it was like something made up. But there's, it's folklore.
It is true, or
true-ish.
It is true that there is folklore about it. Something like that.
True-ish?
Yeah. I know. I'm looking at my little skull here that with the headphones on.
And mine's not screaming.
And a cigar.
Help me! Help!
Oh man, creepies! I tell you what, this is what you get on a Friday night.
Yeah. Are we running out of gas? Is that what you're saying?
No.
So I have something
else. I
didn't
have any gas to begin with.
No gas.
I have been the last two or three weeks really, really weak. Not like, you know, yeah. I always have lack of energy. That's been like that for probably 20 years. This has been like double that. I am barely hanging on, like during the day or night. It doesn't, and I can't relax. Isn't that the weird thing? Mm-hmm. Like I have no energy, but I can't relax at the same time. It takes me a while to fall asleep or just, yeah. It's like my body's like, shut down. You need to just lay down. And once I do, I'm back up 5 minutes later. It's weird. But then I have no energy to do anything. So. No, I'm actually, like I said, I'm glad I came to record.
Yeah, I'm glad you came too. Yeah. So there were another thing I was running across was Cursed Objects Worldwide, which we've touched on some of this stuff. But Robert the Doll, that's one that we've talked about.
Yeah.
The Hope Diamond, which we never have. Which, you know, we know that, we pretty well know that one, right?
That's in the Tower of London.
Right?
Am I right?
Reported to be stolen from a temple in India, and its owners have suffered bad luck, illness, and even death.
Oh no, the Hope Diamond. I'm thinking. Well,
that
they talk about crown jewels. That's what
that crown jewels. You're right. Yeah. Because I was thinking, well, maybe.
No,
it's 45 carat diamond. History of misfortune, tragedy surrounding it. But the Hope Diamond was made a highlight in Titanic. Remember how she had the Hope Diamond?
Oh yeah.
And supposedly that's what, you know, whatever that was all linked to. Yeah. The Dybbuk box is a wooden box said to contain a malevolent spirit from the Jewish folklore. Those who have owned the box are reportedly have experienced strange occurrences, including unexplained noises and movements. The Hand Resists Him painting, a 1970s painting by artist Bill Stoham, allegedly depicting a doorway to the spirit world. Many believe it to be haunted, and its owner reported strange occurrences, including ghostly apparitions.
Hmm.
The Iceman's discovery. There's a mummified remains of Otzi, the Iceman, discovered in the Alps in 1991. Some believe that his discovery has unleashed a curse, causing a series of unexplained deaths and misfortune around those involved in the excavation study of his remains. The Terracotta Army. Oh, I remember.
Oh,
I know
this
one. Well, not necessarily cursed. Yes, in the classical sense, the Terracotta Army in Shaanxi. I don't know how you say that. China. I can't speak Chinese. Has been associated with a series of unexplained events and misfortunes, including the deaths of those involved in the excavation and conservation. Myrtle's Plantation Mirror. Do you remember this one? A mirror from Louisiana's Myrtle's Plantation, said to be haunted by the spirits of Sarah Woodruff and her children, who were poisoned by their slave, Chloe.
Yeah.
Locals claim that the mirror brings bad luck and even death to those who gaze upon it.
We talked about that.
Mm-hmm. We certainly did. Yeah.
We did Myrtle's Plantation.
We did. But yeah, there's tons. I mean, that's just a small list of them.
Yep.
But yeah, it's really wild. There was another one. I was trying to remember. Have you guys ever heard of the Crone? What was it? It was the Crone statue. You seen that one, Nate? It's a creepy statue. Let me see if I can find a picture.
Yeah, I'll say, see if you can find it.
No, I was trying to jog my memory on the Hope Diamond.
Oh, there you go.
It's at the Smithsonian. I've actually seen it.
Have you?
Yep. Nice. I have pictures right here to prove it. Hmm. There it is.
It's at the Smithsonian?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep it under glass so nobody can get cursed by it?
Yeah. But no, when we were there is for the 8th grade Washington, D.C. trip.
Gotcha. And
my little group of Dane's buddies that were going around with me, we were sitting there, and one of the kids, he was like, it's just sitting like right there. Like anybody could snatch it. And I was like, hey, look behind you. And he looked behind him, and the security guard standing there. It's like, it's under guard 24/7, bud.
Let me see that.
Have you ever seen it before? I've seen it, but I didn't know much about it. And then I looked at the story. It was found in the woods, and it's got a noose around its neck, right? Hmm. This couple, and I'll read it real quick. So the story is cursed voodoo statue found. Area known as the Catskills Mountain, located in the state of New York, a place known as Grahamsville, not Hancock, right? Several men went hiking and found... Oh, I guess it was men. I thought it was a couple. Several men went hiking and found a rather mysterious statue inside a cave randomly. The statue has nails in its eyes and a nose... I'm sorry, not a nose. A noose wrapped tightly around its neck. I was like...
A noose on its
neck? A noose. What this means and what it was for is rather disturbing to think about. When they found the statue, they also noticed a fire, which still had several embers burning before they put it out. Hmm. Whoever was there before was up to something, and they hadn't left the area very long ago. Both men decided that they didn't want to hang around this place for any longer than they needed to. One man mentioned rumors of devil worshippers in this area, people who would come to sacrifice animals and attempt to cast spells. Neither of them wanted any part of this. However, they did decide to take the strangely carved statue with them. When they got back home and parted ways the next day, one of the men who kept the statue said there is something rather odd about it. The statue, it seems... So here's the close-up of the nails, like...
Oh, yeah.
Nailed in it.
Mm-hmm.
The man was... Okay. The statue seemed to be haunted. It keeps moving from different spots by itself, and then this keeps happening. The man was quite freaked out by this. Another odd thing is there seems to be a distinctive smell in the house that wasn't there before. He had trouble sleeping since the statue entered his life. Laying awake at night, he wondered what the thing was used for. Perhaps it was used as part of a ceremonial ritual. After speaking with several paranormal experts, it was suggested that the men return the carved statue back where it was found. It has brought both of them energy which they simply did not wish for. It was also suggested that both of them should apologize to whoever or whatever they took it from. They first opted to destroy the statue or throw it away somewhere. This was potentially could have made things worse. They elected to head back to the same spot where they found the cursed voodoo statue. However, they decided to leave it in the car for a bit. It was decided to send the statue away to someone who might know what to do with it. So this couple, collect super haunted or cursed mm-hmm. items. Mm-hmm. They keep it in the, like, this room of their house. The statue arrived in the hands of the Traveling Museum of the Paranormal and the Occult. This first of its kind traveling roadshow consists of a traveling museum of weird and unusual cursed objects. The voodoo statue was given the name the Crone of the Catskills. The museum curators, Greg Newkirk and Dana Matthews, the donors wish to remain anonymous. So then there's more about the story. So somewhere along this story, I believe they had some kind of a cleansing ritual for this thing, where they took out the nails and they blessed it, and they had this, like, this circle of protection, and they went back to where it was at. This couple did. And so to kind of release the evil from it. So, but I thought that was interesting that this couple had all these, like, super, like, cursed things. And they said the most cursed thing they ever had was this crone statue.
Hmm.
Whoa.
I was like,
don't you put that evil on me.
Don't you put it right. Exactly.
Don't you put that evil on me.
So it sounds super made up, but then it's like,
it does.
Right, and then when you look at it, it's like, man, that is creepy though. Can you imagine finding something like that in the woods?
Yeah,
or in a cave or whatever it was. The Catskills. Oh man,
the Catskills. Oh, I thought that was a funny name. The Catskills.
Mm-hmm.
Cat's got skills.
I don't think I'd take it home with me.
No, not with nails in its eyes like that. That's crazy.
Sure,
you
would, Nate. Put it in the Mako studio. Sure. We got it right. Hanging up right in the center of it.
Don't put that voodoo on me.
Don't put that voodoo on me. Oh, what else do you guys want to talk about? Anything else before we wrap it up? It's been good. Good creeps. Yeah. Good freestyle.
Good chats.
Yeah. Football season's, your boy plays next Friday.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, he'll play Anderson.
Anderson.
So, yep, they play at home.
Good.
Yep. Yeah, they get.
I might try and make that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I haven't been to a high school playoff game in forever.
It should be a good game. Football game. So let's hope.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. My boys got basketball tryouts next week, so but by the time they listen to this episode, he'll either have made it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what we got going on, just that. And then he'll play basketball regardless. If he doesn't make the middle school team, he'll play in the league, either the PJBL mm-hmm. or there's a league in Mooresville that we were told about. He wants to play somewhere different. He's tired of the PJBL.
Yeah,
it's the same kids and same stuff. He wants somewhere different.
Get away from Tori, right?
That's right.
Tori was a
he's a ref. I think he officiates
Ella's.
That.
Ella's. Oh, yeah, he was there. And it was funny.
He umps too. He umps.
Mm-hmm. He does everything. I told Jenna, I was like, where is Tori not? You know, like, he's everywhere.
Yep.
Which is awesome. Thank God for
I call
him
Old Man Murray.
Thank God for him.
Because he is my boss at the church. I'm like, Old Man Murray, riding my tail, you know. Yep. Always.
You need somebody.
Can't get away from him.
We're not always there to ride your tail.
Nope. No. But, yeah.
I had one weird thing. I know I keep finding all these weird things, but this was something else that came across that I'd never heard of. Have you guys ever heard of the dead internet theory?
No, I have not.
Have you heard that name?
Hmm.
I hadn't either. This came across my, you know, my view. It's the dead internet theory is an online conspiracy theory that asserts that due to a coordinated and intentional effort, the internet now consists mainly of bot activity. This is not that surprising, right? And automatically generated content manipulated by algorithmic curation to control the population and minimize organic human activity. Proponents of the theory believe these social bots were created intentionally to help manipulate algorithms and boost search results in order to manipulate customers, which, you know, you see that kind of stuff anyway. Mm-hmm. Some proponents of the theory accuse government agencies of using bots to manipulate public perception, also like, you know, other governments. The date given for this death is generally around 2016 or 2017. So the internet died in one of those years. The dead internet theory has gained traction because of many of the observed phenomenon are quantifiable, such as increased bot traffic. But the literature does not support the full theory. It says, basically, origins were the dead internet theories. Exact origin is difficult to pinpoint. But in 2021, a now deleted post was made to 4chan's paranormal board titled "Dead Internet Theory: Most of the Internet is Fake," claiming to be building on previous posts from the same board and from WizardChan, and marking the term spread beyond these initial image boards. The conspiracy theory has entered public culture through widespread coverage and has been discussed on various high-profile YouTube channels. It gained more mainstream attention with an article in The Atlantic titled "Maybe You Missed It, But the Internet Died 5 years ago." The article has been widely cited by other articles on this topic. So anyway, it's just kind of interesting. Like, is the internet fake? Is most of it fake?
I'm looking at it right here.
You know, I do find interesting. You used to be able to look, and I know, I don't know whether they have some kind of parameters now with like this whole fact checking stuff, but it's really hard to look up stuff nowadays. Like, I'll look up something and it'll say, you know, oh, nothing came up with these results, or not enough information, or something that seems controversial. It's like, you know, we want to be make sure that this isn't something that you get misled by. And it's like,
I haven't Google run into that yet.
It's weird. Well,
but I don't look up.
I do a lot of weird stuff, looking up weird stuff. So, but anyway, so I think it's an interesting theory. I wondered if anybody.
No, I had not heard that. No.
But yeah. So anyway, the dead internet theory. Nobody had informed me that the internet might have. I didn't even know they was sick, but so it might have died.
Yeah. I hadn't heard of the dark web until like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
I knew, but
I didn't know there was. I was such a thing.
I was
all
of
kinds
the,
of.
I created it actually.
Drugs and
Al Gore created the internet. Al Gore created the internet. I did the dark one.
Man, so sorry. That one's crazy. And you got to know. You got like you have to have special software to get in on it and. No thanks.
Yep.
They post videos from the dark web, and a lot of I can't watch them. They're disturbing. And Harrison was talking to me about some of them. I'm like, dude, don't watch those. Those are just disturbing.
Oh no, he shouldn't be. I mean, I'm not trying to be the.
No, but they. But you know how kids are. They'll find something. And they're like, oh, this is really gross. Watch this, and it's like. But there are some six, like some of the most like disturbing videos in the dark web. And it's like, nope.
Well, I heard they do a lot of like a lot of trafficking on there. Sell guns,
but they're stuff.
I mean, anti-gun. I'm just saying, but they sell like drugs and they sell
just videos of weird stuff that like whether it's like some of it seems like it's there's no way it could be real, but it's like it's just disturbing
snuff films and like they do.
I don't even want to say what some of them is. But I told Harrison, I go, don't watch that stuff. Like he's like, well, so and so sent it to me. I'm like, don't watch it. You don't just because somebody says it. Doesn't, I mean, you know what I mean. And I don't know if it's really from the dark web, but that it says it is.
Well, you gotta say how they get.
I don't know. You like that? Just ask TikTok. Yeah, TikTok's going to be legal come next year. Did you
see
that?
I heard.
But they keep saying that. They keep saying that, and then it's not.
They said that 2 years ago.
I know, but they supposedly officially it's going to be banned January 25th or something next year.
Oh well.
Not if the Chinese have something to say about it. Just kidding, but not really.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Nate, you got anything else you want to talk about or? Before we sign off?
No, not really.
It's 2-1 Yankees right now. Now, like I said, the World Series will be over just about by the time they listen to this episode. Should be over because they'll play like 2 games in a row, then they'll skip a night and then play 3, I think, in a row or 2 in a row. I can't remember how the format is. But yeah, the Dodgers took a 1-0 lead, and then Giancarlo Stanton just hit a home run, 2-run shot. So
nice.
As I can hear Pete. I can hear Pete right now. End of the sixth. So plenty of baseball left. So, yeah.
I think the Pacers are losing tonight.
They won the other night. They won.
Yeah, they won the first. Yeah, they did well.
Detroit, I could get four other guys and probably beat the Pistons.
They're
terrible.
Right.
They're terrible.
You done what in a cup?
I pissed in their cup. Piston.
The Piston Cup. You didn't want a cup. Yeah, they did good that first game, but they're, like I said, tonight they're struggling a bit. Yeah, but what I was saying earlier, too, is that, you know, NBA starting, the you know, we're getting into the World Series playoffs.
Mm-hmm. It's ugly.
And then NFL's up and running, you know, full speed.
NHL.
So. NHL, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. They
still play?
The Penguins beat the Red Wings, by the way, about 2 weeks ago. I didn't want to tell you that. I didn't want to brag.
Isn't that illegal?
But right now, they've lost three in a row. They're 3-4, which, I mean, it's not bad. But they were like 4-2, I think, or 3-2. They've lost, or whatever I said. Yeah, they've lost three in a row, so now they're 3-4. Penguins went from third place to fifth, but it's like 75 more games to go. Yeah, everything's in full swing, yeah. Pro football. College football, NBA, college basketball will be starting in another week.
Shorter, and we want to stay in more. I guess we'll have plenty to watch, right?
Yeah, by about 7:30, it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
Where it used to be light until about 9.
College football, too. I hate to say it around you, but.
Why?
Well, you don't like IU, right?
I don't like their basketball.
Oh, basketball. Yeah. Oh, you don't mind their football?
Oh, I've been to 500 football games. That takes me back.
Love it
to,
down there. Yeah.
No, I like them. No, I have a heart for IU football, and seeing them.
I don't think I knew that about you. That's awesome.
You didn't? Yeah.
No, I didn't know
that. And then I root for their – Arizona State's my favorite, but I root for their baseball team as well.
Nice.
Any sport except basketball. I hate IU basketball.
Yeah.
Hate it. And I grew up in an IU basketball household. But
was it Bobby Knight? Bobby Knight did it too.
No. Nope. I respect Bobby Knight. He had his issues, but
– Yeah.
I respect his coaching and his – values on education.
I should stand up and throw my chair at you.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Respect this, John.
I use football. I love seeing them too,
but
love seeing them play.
Mm-hmm.
Play well. So yeah, the quarterbacks
for the first time ever in all of history. But
55 years, I think they said.
Been a long time since they rock and rolled. Yep. But God bless them. It's awesome.
What you got, Nate?
Red Wings are 4-3.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But different division. Well, actually, they're in the same conference, but Eastern Conference, rather. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's all kinds of sports going on.
Sports of all sorts, right?
Lots of sporting.
Go.
Yeah. But anyway, if that's it, I don't think we have anything else. I don't have anything.
Mm.
I think it was a good one. Fun talking about movies.
I could do more conspiracy. No, I'm kidding.
No.
I'm out for tonight.
Well, thanks for listening to us talk about whatever, creepies. I'm going to come off. Let's see. Coming off of that, I think Sean's going to do a middle-aged moment.
You're correct.
Yeah. See, I'm right. Back on. Okay.
There you go.
One in a row.
One. You're up to one. Neither one of you have probably heard this. Have you ever heard of the group Iron and Wine?
Iron and Wine. I've heard of April Wine.
I believe so.
But no.
They're very good, actually, by the way. I've listened to them. I mean, they've been around for a minute.
No.
It's good. It's good stuff. 92.3 will sometimes play it, and that's where I've probably been introduced to them the most. But
Sissy's listening to that? No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I like 92.3.
You do. You know you do. So this is called All in Good Time. And this is actually sung. They sing this with Fiona Apple, which is kind of interesting. All in good time. I gave it my best. I was alone till I found myself. Grew up to be a man, more or less. All in good time. All in good time, I drifted away. I ran my mouth till I had nothing to say. You broke my heart, then I was okay. All in good time. All in good time, I trusted my eyes. Trusted my louses like clouds in the sky. Finally picked on someone my size. All in good time. All in good time, I followed my nose. Learned where to bleed when a night comes to blows. Tried on your love, then I folded those clothes. All in good time. Throw your bread to falling birds. Buried friends and wasted words. Something wants to eat us all alive. All in good time. My angel came back. Made us some money, but that didn't last. We wouldn't cry, but we couldn't laugh. All in good time. All in good time, we fell like a star. We closed our eyes and we opened our arms. Ran off the road in our own stolen car. All in good time. All in good time, and that's what it was. Mistook that cash in the mattress for love. Dropped all our weapons and shrank for the blood. All in good time. All in good time. We'd nothing to prove. We took the bait till we had lost a tooth. No one believed it, but we told the truth. All in good time. All in good time. Our plan went to, we'll say, shite. I told my future by reading your lips. You wore my ring until it didn't fit. All in good time. All in good time. We suffered enough. We met our muscle when push came to shove. Swept all the broken glass under the rug. All in good time. And then it ends with, this is my favorite part. It says, you have to listen to it too, by the way, to get this. Dancing till we both collapse, wishing we could hide our tracks. Something wants to eat us all alive. All in good time, we remember when, say our goodbyes and our hellos again, huff and we'll puff until they let us in. All in good time, all in good time, we'll land on our feet. Your mother will sign and my soldier will sleep. You'll swim in the ocean, fish is set free. All in good time. It's so poetic, but it's just, it's really pretty. And who's heard from Fiona Apple in forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she go over to the
Olivia
Hendrix Live?
Her.
I think she performed it. I may have.
Yeah, she, no, she did.
Was mm-hmm. it? Mm-hmm. Wasn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
I just, I have some of her music playing through my head right now. But
I only know the one song that came out in like 1999 or something that is on MTV, and that's it.
That was Prince.
Yep. That was Prince singing about 1999 and 1983 or 82, whatever that was. Little Red Corvette.
It's good stuff.
Well, good. That was a good song.
You like that?
Never heard of them. Never heard that song either. Now, I do know Fiona Apple, but what was it? What were they called again?
Iron and Wine.
Iron and Wine. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right.
I would say I've heard of April Wine back from the 70s, but rock band. So, anyway, well, thank you, Sean, for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, hey, look, we have another sponsor. Hey, Creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Man, I nailed that sponsorship again.
Yeah.
Always.
Although I do want to.
As if.
I do want to brag. I did nail it in one take.
Over and over.
I didn't want to say that, but you didn't have to edit.
Oh, you're talking about when you first recorded it.
That's
yeah,
right.
that's true. That's
yeah. Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts, though, for their sponsorship. We love Scott and Corey. Steenbergen.
Uh-huh.
How about that?
I couldn't get
you got
it
their
right
name down.
That's correct.
Cannot believe that we've been saying their last name incorrectly and they didn't want to correct it.
We say a lot of things incorrectly.
No, I know that. I'm just saying
what
I
you
can't
mean?
Believe
what you talking about?
That they never corrected us. They never until the other. I said, well, you should have told us a long time ago. Oh, it's not that big a deal. Yes, it is. It's your last name. So.
I don't hate it.
You wouldn't know that his name was Scott.
Scott.
Yeah, I understand. My name's Todd. So, anyway, thank you for your sponsorship. We love you guys. And I know they love us back, right?
Of course they do.
Or do they?
We hope.
I can't speak
they
for,
do.
Can't speak for Nate.
Scott and Corey love us. Hey, shout-outs. Yes. Sean, let's start with you. Do you have any shout-outs for this week?
I do. So, your... the necklaces that you've been making, number one, I want to shout out to you because I like them a lot. I love them a lot. Right. And I also like the shirts that you come out with. I'm getting one of those.
Yeah.
And
hopefully get those soon.
All right. And then, so I took the necklaces to work and I had I'd say a slew of them, right? And so that I was showing them to people. And so I'm like, here, you know, hey, this is where you can get them and, you know, like showing them. And so I would say, Sam, Megan and Holly are the ones that took them, and they're like, "Yeah." And then
Sam, a guy or girl?
Sam's guy, girl, okay. Sorry, they're all girls. And so you said, don't forget to tell them about the earrings and all that stuff.
I should have.
So,
yeah,
heck yeah.
Oh, I did send you a picture. That was
you
right.
You did? Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah. So very cool, and I like the creativity.
Yeah. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Was that it?
That's it. That's all I got.
So I got a shout out. All right, Nate. How about you?
Yes, absolutely.
Shout out to my crew at work.
Oh.
We've been dealing with a lot, trying to get doors commissioned and bought off. So a lot of fiasco with it, and they are taking it like champs and just doing the work and getting it done.
Nice.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Write that down, Sean. Nate gave a shout out to his
right. Yeah, that's
or work related.
That never happens.
No, that's cool. That's a good shout out. No, that if they knew that, it would mean a lot to them.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Is that the only one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have
pressure
any.
Luck. You don't?
No, I don't have any shout outs. It's rare, but nope. No shout outs. No shout outs for you. But I'll say thank you again for your shout out.
Mm-hmm. No
appreciate that.
My gosh, no problem.
Yeah. So now we're going to move on to second announcements.
I do have them over here. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X, and Rumble. Email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you're a business or an individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. We sell all kinds of merch. We sell all kind of merch, so go get you some. My brain's eeping.
I like nerch.
Eeping. My brain is an eeping out of my ears. Please check out our Friday Fright videos on all of our socials. That's all I got, except for, hey, did you watch my Friday Fright tonight, today?
I did. I liked it.
It was good. I got it from William, though.
I saw
it. And TikTok.
Yeah. That's a...
Nate, if you haven't watched it, you're watching it. It's good.
It's okay. Creepy, but it's, like, sad.
It is sad. But then Christine showing, like, yeah, she was doing the fact check.
I've heard that story.
Have you?
About the guy that got through the windshield and she drove home.
I don't think I ever had.
They went
oh,
and had,
that one, yeah. I saw, I yeah, she said
extracurricular activity, let's say, while he was still alive in the windshield.
Hmm.
And she could have easily saved his life, but she didn't call anybody. So, and he is dead.
Wow.
So, anyway, yeah, it was. It was a good Friday Fright, for sure.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Right. Thank you, Sean, for that.
You're most welcome.
Excellent job on the announcements. And Nate.
Yes.
What do you have for us, sir?
This episode, we're freestyling and smiling.
Hmm.
That's a wrap.
We have been doing that. Freestyling and smiling. Can't the creepy see our beautiful smiles? Oh, you know what?
What?
I'm going to back up.
Uh-oh.
Not, you don't have to edit. I'm going to give a shout out to myself.
Oh!
You know why?
I thought you were going to give a shout out to me.
No. I thank you for that. I thank you for the
I'm
shout out.
Kidding.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Shout out to me. I was about a year and a half, maybe 2 years past due on my dental appointment. No, Sean.
I'm only kidding.
Way past due. Went yesterday. No cavities.
Wow.
Excellent.
Good
excellent.
Job.
Tip-top shape. My teeth were.
Clean bill of mouth.
Yes.
Health. My mouth.
No health. Cavities.
Nice.
The only thing they say, and they say it every single time.
Filthy mouth.
What do you think they say? What do you think? What do you think advice they give you?
They
tell it to everybody.
Clean up your mouth.
Just make sure you're flossing. Getting behind those.
Floss.
I don't floss. Tell them that. I don't floss. No, I don't. I can't stand it.
Flossy.
So anyway, shout out to me.
Good job.
I was so happy.
Good news.
And insurance paid for it all. Got x-rays and everything.
Nice.
Excellent. Yeah. So thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, creepies, our lovely creepies, for listening to episode 190 and our creeped out freestyle number ocho. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.